Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of H for Home. Today's topic is hairless guinea pigs. So let's get right to it, talking about these cute creatures. So before we move on to actual research, I just wanted to share a little bit of like a little fun fact. They're actually called skinny pigs. Yes, if you search up on Google, hairless skinny pigs, you will get a result of, I think, rodent or animal, and then it will say skinny pig. So that's just a little fun fact, and it's really funny. And so, I'm going to tell you guys what to do when you're taking care of them. And if you do have one, well, you can learn a little something about them. So, they live 7 to 8 years. And since their skin is always exposed, it can get dry. So, if you do own one and their skin gets dry, put some baby oil to only the dry skin parts. And make sure it's unscented. Also, if they're going to be in the sun, maybe like outside, on a work trip with you, or something else, put on sunscreen. For you, and for your little furry friend. Well, not really sweet furry, but your little unfurry friend. Put on their sunscreen, and then go and have fun on the sun. Now it's time for the musical moment. Let's hear it. Now, what do you think that was? This one's a pretty tough one, so I'll be back with the answer at the end of this episode. Keep listening. Now let's talk about their appearance. So they kind of look like a hairless cat. And the skinny pig was developed in 1978. When scientists were testing a guinea pig, it accidentally touched some DNA. And then voila! Now we have hairless guinea pig or skinny pig. And also, they do have hairs on their face. They're kind of like a beard on us. They're just like a beard. And then I saw some at a pet store. And they also had their legs. There was hair on their legs. And they also kind of look like a hairless cat. Or like a Moomin. And Moomins are a book. And I really recommend you read it. It was released between 1945 and 1993. And it's a whole series. And they even have a theme park. And it's a really good book. And I really think you should read it if you're ever bored. And so now you know more about their appearance. But wait, there's actually a move that they do. When they jump up when they're happy, and its move is called popcorning. And it is like super hilarious. I watched the video, then popcorning. And it's just super funny that you kind of like jump in the air like when a popcorn pops. And that's it. Let's go back to that musical moment. Let's hear it one last time. The correct answer was a guinea pig popcorning. So if you got that right, congratulations. And if you didn't, that's okay. I'm sure you'll get it next time. Now it's time for the house riddle. Okay, here it is. What pen should never be used for writing? What pen should never be used for writing? This one's a pretty tough one, so I'm gonna give you a few more seconds to The correct answer is a pig pen. So if you got that right, congratulations. And if you didn't, that's okay. I'm sure I'll get it next time. And I got this riddle from riddles.com. That's it for this episode of HRL. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed it. Now it's time for the credits. Your host today was Agata, that's me, and this whole episode was made by me. Remember to check out Brains On, and also check out riddles.com and Mark Rober. Bye! HRL out.